Welcome to Bonehead Weekly. It's Women's Celebration Month.
It's Women in Horror Month.
It's Women in really Horror Celebration Month. You shouldn't say horror, James.
I have a speech impediment, and I don't appreciate you mocking me.
Wait, is
yeah,
really
but they don't
women...
appreciate you calling them whores either. Bitches is what they like to be called.
And we are trying to do an episode to honestly celebrate women in horror, and this is how you begin it. And this is why our numbers are down in Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan, it's because they're a bunch of bitches.
I don't know enough to prove you wrong.
I'm just saying. Uzbekistan, bitches. Jad, what's your problem?
No, don't put me into this conversation. I'm letting you go off, and I'm just going to
say.
No,
you literally are on the poster for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm not participating in this conversation.
What
is
now,
it because of your hate of Uzbekistan?
No.
Once again,
I don't think Uzbekistan is a place.
I don't think so either, but I just wanted to say, you know, wrong things. But it's Women in Horror Month.
Yeah.
Not Horror Women, James.
No, I don't enunciate well.
That's okay, James. They all knew what you were talking about, you bastard.
I mean, yeah.
Is that really what it's called? Because I thought when you pitched this to us, James, I thought it was
Women in Horror Month.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought it was Scream Queen. I thought you said Scream Queen Month.
No, it's Women in Horror because originally we had talked about it. I don't know if it'll still come together or not, but having either a woman author on the show.
We're waiting for our lady friend author to text us back. Last time I checked. That sound accurate, gentlemen?
Yes. Yeah. But we didn't want to miss this. And another way we can do this topic, another way we can talk about women in horror, in the terror pictures, if you will, is to talk about Scream Queens. So, yeah.
Now, Scream Queens, I scream, you scream. We all scream for some Scream Queens. Let's break that down a little bit. The only regret I have about doing this episode, because Chad and I were going back because James has been dead and won't talk to us.
I have had some things going on.
Right. Yeah.
Rehab takes time.
Yeah. Well, all right. I got comebacks, but I'm going to be nice to you since you've already pissed off everybody in Uzbekistan. Yeah, that's true. Why start now? I do wish we had a lady on here because I love women. I love hanging out with women. This sounds creepy. I don't mean to, but we love having more women on Bonehead, and we're going to try to keep trying to do a better job with that. But I love the perspectives, and I wish we had a woman on here to talk about Scream Queens, but we just couldn't make it happen. That being said, there is a shit ton of Scream Queens. Let's break it down just for a second before we start talking about the movies. This is a subject that's been talked about ad nauseum for what, 40, 50 years since Janet Leigh took it in the shower?
Yeah.
I'm asked seriously, right?
I would have worded that differently, but yes.
That's because you hate whores and Uzbekistan.
Now you're just making up locations.
Basically. But it's a subject that's been talked about ad nauseum, the final girl, Scream Queens. There's many books on it. And in all seriousness, I do recommend Carol Clover's Men, Women, and Chainsaws, Gender in the Modern Horror Film. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's on its second or third reprinting. I actually bought it for somebody before I left my last job who asked, and I was going to give her my copy, and I realized, no offense, but fuck her. I'm not giving her my copy. So I literally ordered a copy from Amazon and gave that to her.
And I have a student that's doing work using that book right now to look at how college is represented in horror films. So,
right.
It's a great book.
So why is the woman abused? Why do women take the most consistent abuse throughout horror films? Why do women love horror films? And why is the woman on most, what would you say in the last 40 years, the triumphant one?
Yeah, the last girl, right?
The last girl,
that
the
last
final
girl
came
about,
the Scream Queen.
That came about, really, I mean, by the time you get to the 70s, you start to see the women be the survivors. And, I mean, there's some coded sexism even in that, but there's now, matter of fact, Clover, I think, argues in her book that she initially saw it as a bad thing, but she's now revised it a little bit to say, well, maybe there is positivity in that because so many people took it as a good thing. Well, at least a woman survives.
Yes, and a lot of women that I know in the community for which we just did Lexington community. We just did Lexington Comic Con, and shout out to the Greers and all the wonderful people there for letting us do Bonehead Live, and also always being just fantastic to us. Wonderful time, great meeting you all. I love hanging out with different people, especially after the shows, talking about these things. And a lot of women have found empowerment in that, right? And that's a fantastic thing, and that's wonderful. We should celebrate that. What we're going to talk about on this episode, now that we've got some of the humor we're going to, out of the way, and we've been way too serious now for 2 minutes, we're going to bring some of the humor back, but we're going to pick three, each of us, of our favorite scream queens. Now, can we go ahead and put a couple aside that I'm assuming that are really, really famous that neither of us are going to pick?
Go for it.
Jamie Lee.
She was on my list.
God damn it.
No, it's okay. I got others.
No, but I don't want to. All right, well, then I won't do anymore.
No. It's okay. It's Jamie Lee Curtis is the quintessential. Jamie Lee Curtis's role in Halloween was the quintessential.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that first, Chad. Let's go.
Okay.
Jamie, I don't disagree with you.
Yeah, I think
her
she
and her
was.
Mother.
Yeah, I think. Well, it, two different perspectives there because Jamie Lee's mother.
Janet Lee.
Thank you. I was blanking.
That's okay. She was in a little Hitchcock film about some of these.
Yeah, but
something
she,
about the word, James. What's
I mean,
the word?
She didn't, rope.
Bird is the word.
She had a role where she was murdered, but Jamie Lee Curtis is the quintessential horror film female because she is just a normal girl who is put into an unusual circumstance and overcomes the unstoppable killing force that is put forth in front of her.
Now, you said something very interesting here. And James, please, if you have something to add to this, do. But let's not do a dissertation.
And this is the first and only time Joe will say I said anything interesting.
That's not true. I've said it a couple of times.
Not to your face, though.
In 32 years, I've said it twice.
Yeah.
I said a couple of times. See? You said girl. You didn't say woman.
Because at the time in the movie, she was a girl. She was a high school student.
I am not picking you apart. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Being the difference, she is the quintessential girl. Now, what I meant about James is we could do a whole hour and a half, if not 16 episodes, of the definition between a girl and a woman.
In
Age.
Horror films?
In horror films. In and
horror,
in life.
Because, I mean, we could do an entire side note.
I think that's really easy. It's age. It's both females and males. If you're below the age of 18, you're a girl or a boy.
But in
if you're
horror
over
films,
that, you're a man or a woman.
I don't know if
but
it's 18.
But in horror films, there has been that barrier.
Mm-hmm.
It's even played around with in Halloween of sexual activity makes you
mm-hmm.
adult,
mm-hmm.
whatever that is.
And most of these people and camp counselors and whatnot are usually over the age of 18, but we do see them as girls. I think it's more complicated. Well, I get what you're saying, Chad, but I think it's more complicated.
But I mean, even the films that are horror films, but also poke fun at horror, I'm thinking about The Rise of Leslie Vernon, right?
Fantastic movie starring Robert Englund.
But it has that great line, that great scene in it where, you know, spoiler if you haven't seen it, but still watch it if you haven't seen it. But when he just reveals who his victim actually is, his exact line is, well, you're a virgin. You know, it's you are not adult yet, so you are my target.
Right. Yeah, sexuality plays into it. Chad's right. Age plays into it. But I think there's more variables. And once again, a lot of people a lot smarter than us have written about this ad nauseum.
I think another reason it pops up in horror, and I agree, I won't go on a dissertation here, but it's world awareness, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's quote-unquote,
no-eyed.
Again, yeah, quote-unquote, girls aren't going to see it coming, aren't going
right.
to see the horror coming as quickly. It's easier to build suspense. And so if you even verbalize it that way of, oh, she's just a girl, as sexist, as biased as that may sound, it also sets the audience up to go, oh, she's inexperienced. She doesn't know the world. That makes her an easier target. It's the same reason why, and we've talked about this before, in Disney films, they kill off the parents because no parent would let their kids suffer that way. So you have to have a reason for the that character to go on the quest or go on whatever. And so I think it's very similar in some ways that you are just looking at a cheap way, a quick way when you're trying to do a 70 to 90 minute screenplay to go, oh, she's naive.
Right. Yeah. So back to what Chad was saying, Jamie Lee, why do you think she's the quintessential? Because I don't disagree with you.
Yeah. I mean, I think that was Halloween was the movie that kind of solidified that role in horror. Now I know there was ones before Halloween
and ones after, but
but I mean the ones after were in a large part inspired by John Carpenter and Jamie Lee Curtis's collaboration in Halloween. But again, I know there was ones that predated that, but I think that was the movie that captured the essence of a female in horror films.
So I have said this probably before.
What was your second one? Because go ahead. All my other ones are obscure.
No. Let's save it.
Well, because so do I'm we afraid want to say I'll step that on was Chad's first, and then we'll go to Joe?
Hey.
Sorry.
Joe can go first. I don't give a shit. I'm going.
No, you just went.
You just did. Oh, my God.
I think you're right. I think that worked out right. Because I'm not done talking about it. Because Jamie Lee, not only did
So this
Halloween,
is Joe's pick, because Joe's talked more about it than I have.
No, I was just waiting for you to say something interesting. Chad's not feeling well. We're giving him a hard time. Plus, he's a dickhead. So, but she not only did Halloween, but she also followed it up. And she's also the Scream Queen who crossed over into mainstream films.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I was waiting. Yeah. That,
no,
I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you are here. So
I mean,
and went back to it.
Yeah.
I will tell you why I got distracted when we go to honorable mentions. Remind me to tell you why I got distracted when we go to honorable mentions.
I won't remember, maybe.
Is it the glimmer in my eye?
No, it's something that's playing on the right side of my screen.
It's porn. James.
Oh, you want me to go? You know what?
No, I don't want you to go. I wanted you to finish your thought.
Oh, what am I doing? No. Oh, what? Oh, the point about... No, you're right. Jamie Lee Curtis also proved that... And we've talked about this before. There was a period of time in the 80s when, by and large, if you did horror, it was almost a step below pornography.
Yes.
Right? Bruce Campbell has said that.
It's a step above pornography.
Basically. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was not considered... You weren't considered a great thespian.
Thespian, no.
But she was the exception, right? Because she goes on to do A Fish Called Wanda. I mean, just all these different types of roles, True Lies, and she's able... That's one of my favorite lines, and it's a great cliche line too, from Ghost Rider. She's able to walk in both worlds, right? She's able to do these big blockbusters and then do a horror film, and then also do Virus, and then keep going. I think that's really, really what's interesting about her in that way, because she is a scream queen that doesn't get trapped in the screaming, right? I mean, she very much does comedy and action and everything else.
Yeah, and on top of that, this is, I don't know, I need to rewatch them. Psycho, so much of its time that it is the original slasher, but is it or Halloween the best slasher film ever made? And what I was going to say earlier is that, truth be told, I know people who know me well know this, slasher is not my favorite horror genre or subgenre of horror. It's the one that's been done to death the most.
Yeah, well, and it is like to your point, it's very rare now that a slasher shocks me. Like, yeah, I can enjoy it because I'm like, oh, there's going to be gratuitous kills.
Yeah, but that's the only reason.
It's very rare, though, that I'm like, oh, nope, did not see this coming, did not, you know.
Probably Scream and maybe Leslie Vernon are the two good ones that in the last 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm missing something, but there's not a ton. So my pick is Samara Weaving.
Okay. Yeah,
there was my backup, so I'm glad. I was like, oh, I forgot about her, and I was like, I'm going to do that. So James,
I wondered if somebody would do that.
You son of a bitch.
I was afraid you all were going to take mine, so this is great. This is great. Nobody's touched mine yet. Let's go.
So The Babysitter, even though it's directed by Mick G, and not the sequel. The sequel is nowhere near as good.
But the sequel's still good.
Is it? I don't know. It's all right.
I enjoyed it.
It's all right. I liked The Babysitter quite a bit. it, those people that are annoying in it that I find annoying in other roles, they somehow got them cast to where they're annoying in the correct way that it works for the movie.
I agree.
Like, what's her face? I can't think of her name. The one chick who's famous for being famous.
Paris Hilton?
No, I can't think of her name. It doesn't matter. I'm not even going to bother to look
She's the
up.
Cheerleader, right?
Yeah, she's the cheerleader. Samara Weaving.
She had other roles. She's actually became a Bella Thorne.
Bella Thorne. Yeah. Anyway, moving right along about Bella Thorne or Samara Weaving. Dude, she's in Guns Akimbo.
Another not a horror
fantastic
film.
Movie. She's in one. She's in Scream 6, and that's is that for our friend Barbara? She's in the opening. Go ahead.
That is a horror film.
That is a horror film. But ready or not, it's an Academy Award-winning performance in a movie that I just adore.
Yeah, it's
no
amazing.
One talks about. Those guys went on to do that Scream 6 that everybody loves. With Samara Weaving gets killed. Spoiler alert. Those are the guys that gave you Ready or Not. That movie's fantastic. Samara Weaving's fantastic. Everybody in the movie's fantastic. I think she's one of my favorite actresses.
Bill
and Ted, and I thought she was miscast in Bill and Ted. I thought they didn't give her enough to do.
No, they didn't. Yeah, that
was one of the dogs they did
I'm
not
agreeing
give
with you so
do.
far on everything you've said except the sequel to Babysitter.
I did not know you would be so passionate about the McGee's.
I'm not passionate. I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was a perfect follow-up. And you know, this year she's in Azrael, which I'm excited to see too. I'm probably saying that wrong.
Yeah.
But man, yeah, her role in Ready or Not, I agree with you, Oscar worthy for, and it's a horror flick, and I love it.
And if you've never seen that or not, that would go down as one that I know a lot of people like, but I don't hear enough people talking about that. That movie's freaking awesome, James.
And we don't hear enough people talking about Samara Weaving. She is a modern day phenom who just, you know, needs that one gigantic role.
I agree. I think she's just missed that one gigantic role to get her out there.
Because she's a chameleon. Any role she's in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to pick a scream queen that I honestly thought it might be one of y'all's first ones. I'm glad it's not, because I want to use it. Because she has done the screaming and she has caused the screaming. She's been in everything.
Is it my mom?
No, that's more of a moan, really. Anyway.
Ooh.
She has been in such films, and y'all are going to guess who it is right away. Alone in the Dark, A Nightmare on Elm Street, Critters, Critters 2, The Main Course, Amityville, A New Generation, Wes Craven's Do Nightmare, Dead End, 2001 Maniac, Snakes on a Plane, 2001 Maniac, Field of Screams, Ouija,
You
The
do
Grudge,
it.
And the Insidious franchise. Nobody probably deserves. And by the way, throughout an entire career, she is 80 years old. Lynn Shay.
Is she really 80?
80 years old.
Oh,
she
my
is
goodness.
An absolute scream queen that has adapted to horror from Alone in the Dark, which is stalkery, you know, slashery, all the way through. Again, she's probably the best thing about the Ouija films.
She's the best thing about a lot of films.
Yeah, and it was so funny is hearing her talk. If you've never read an interview with her, she was talking about doing Insidious Chapter 3. And she made the comment that it scared her. Like, reading the script, she read the script in her bedroom, and then she finished. She said, "I got up, I checked the closet, I took the script, I put it back in the box, I walked it downstairs, and I locked it in the closet on the first floor, and I would not get it out till it was time to leave the house again." But at the same time, she also plays one of the most phenomenal horror roles of all time.
Her role in Kingpin as the landlord?
No, incorrect, sir. You're forgetting that she played the quintessential horror icon, Eleanor Roosevelt, in FDR American Badass.
I was actually thinking of that. She gives Robert Englund a run for his money in 2001 Maniacs, the remake.
Oh, no, as Grandma Boone or Granny Boone?
Yeah. She gives him a run for his money. And by the way, I don't know if you all know this, and I love Robert Englund. And he's a nice enough guy, actually, to meet behind the scenes. I will tell you, he never shuts up, but he's a nice guy. He can overact, and she was giving him a run for his money.
I mean, she's also My Demon Lover. I mean, there's just too much to give her credit for. She's great.
I didn't realize she was 80. Why yeah. do we not get her at Scarefest?
Oh, dude. I mean, her and John Astin are ones that are older, and I think the John Astin boat is completely silly.
Yeah, I did not realize she was 80. I thought she was early 70s tops.
But, I mean, yeah, and the fact that she's doing 5 to 6 movies a year still, I'm just like, dude, just an icon. Just an icon of horror. That
James,
again,
that's a great pick that I never even thought of.
I agree. That's the best one so far.
By the way, she's also Helen Keller in Helen Keller versus Night Wolves, which is the unofficial sequel to FDR American Badass. So FYI.
We watched that, didn't we? And it's awful. Am I making that up? I thought we watched it.
I thought we couldn't get that one. That was on demand, had to pay for it. Maybe. And I was like, I'll just buy it on DVD.
I've been drinking.
But I mean, yeah, she just, yeah. No, it's just a phenomenal, phenomenal horror actress that also has done other stuff as well. I mean, she's in Going South with Jack Nicholson. But yeah. That's when you all said Scream Queens, I went, it's Lin J. Lin J is my first pick. I knew. I didn't have to do any research. I didn't have to look at anything. I was like, you know, if you're going just on, if you view Scream Queens as only horror actresses with sex appeal, maybe Lin Shay's not your pick. But if you're talking about just women that have owned corners of horror as in franchises, Lin Shay's it.
Chad.
So it's my first pick, right? So my first
pick. No, this is your second pick.
14th pick. Chad's on the board.
My first pick, because Joe always says, he goes, now this isn't my first pick, but I'm going to talk about blah, blah, blah. And then he talks about it for 10 minutes. And then we're like, it's not my first
pick. I never get the chance to talk about anything for 10 minutes. Now, by the way, did we talk about earlier? I was waiting for a joke.
No. The next one on my list, Jane Levy.
Okay.
From
Evil Dead.
The Evil Dead remake, Don't Breathe. Now, both of those are from the same director, which is Fede Alvarez, who just absolutely tortured Jane Levy. Just ran her through the ringer in both films, but she pulled off the despair, the pain, and then the overcoming of just insurmountable odds. And has she done any other horror than those two films?
There's not a lot, no. And
but
go and ahead. Apparently, her and he had a little bit of a falling out.
No. So, well, she's also in a movie called Office Uprisings, which I haven't seen, which is also a horror film. But her role in both of those films, she deserves credit as a female in horror. I mean, I just Evil Dead alone, I think would have skyrocketed her into this category. Now there are plenty of actresses that came before her. I'm actually going to go farther back for my next pick. But for this one, because just if you haven't seen either one of those films, you should take the time to go watch them. And she's just an astounding actress. Now she's mostly known now for Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Mm-hmm.
But for when Joe and I, and I don't know, I don't think James was there. When we saw the Evil Dead remake, she just blew us away.
I wasn't there.
Yeah. And then when Don't Breathe came out again, it was just insane. So that's why when we came up this list, she was actually the first one that came up, and actually Jamie Lee Curtis came second. How insane is that?
Well, I get it. I totally get it. And she is a fantastic actress. And I've said this before, God, I've blown, and by the way, Don't Breathe is a fantastic movie too.
Mm-hmm.
But I've blown the Evil Dead remake penis so often, but it's so true. I tell you, I wanted to roll over in my damn grave, and I'm not even dead yet when they announced they're going to be remaking the Evil Dead. And then they started talking about this cast, and I was like, son of a bitch, they're turning into Scream. And then that first trailer came out, and I was done. I was like, well, whatever this is, I have got to see it.
Well, and you know, even when the movie starts
and
because
it's not a remake.
Yeah, even when the movie first started out,
mm-hmm.
like I was already kind of like, oh, I'm going to be disappointed, because it just kind of seemed like it was just going to be one of those campy like people, actors who smell their own farts when they when they do their roles. Cheesy.
I
know
think
what
most
you
of them really, as they go through it, even the ones that they've got those caricatures, and as he tortures them as they go, they.
Well, I thought, but initially,
see, except for
out,
the
like,
lead male, I think everybody does a really good job.
Well, when the movie was starting out, within like the first 15 minutes, I'm like, oh no, they're doing I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Mm-hmm.
But thankfully, it turned around quickly, and then the performance of Jane just skyrocketed to a whole nother level.
Because she gets to play the good and the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly.
And nails them both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Go.
So I'm going to pick somebody whom I've met a couple of times, who I've had the pleasure of interviewing, and who is a legend when it comes to, and please forgive me, anyone out there who's going to stab me for saying this, B-movie scream queens. She's in Return of the Living Dead. She's in both of the Night of the Demons. Go ahead.
Night of the Living Demons.
Night of the Living Demons. It should be the shit that we write. Day of the Living Demon. All right, someone's going to steal it. Linnea Quigley. And mm-hmm. I tell you, Linnea needs it, not only because of how brave
she
needs was.
Joe's like, she needs it.
She's so nice. And she owns all those roles, Chad. The first time I met her, she had all those topless photos that she would sign for anyone. And she's not the last person I've seen do that, but there are certain people who don't own that, who won't acknowledge it. And you go to these conventions and they won't talk about certain things that they did. And they get upset when you talk to them about that. Linnea loved being a scream queen. She owned it. And she worked in some trashy movies. Okay, I was waiting
Vice Academy.
Vice Academy, but I was thinking more about Creepazoids, Hollywood Chainsaw, Hookers. She's in Silent Night, Deadly Night. She has that wonderful murder scene where she's murdered on the deer rack. Anybody out there? Is this thing on?
What is it?
This thing on?
Say it again. What was that?
And she's murdered on the rack, like the antlers, the deer rack thing.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The barn. I could go on and on. Actually, I've never seen Savage Streets. Sorority Babes and the Slime Ball-a-rama. To me, I know when I think of Scream Queen, Jamie Lee is the quintessential idea. But when I think of B-movie Scream Queens, to me, it's Linnea Quigley.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I just owns it, been there. What do you got that smile on your face for, James?
It's not Linnea Quigley, and it was my next one. So
Linnea is your next one?
No. I do not think of Linnea Quigley because I think of the one that I was going to do next.
Who's yours?
So.
Wait, real quick. Back to Linnea Quigley, though. We need to find 1995's release of Assault of the Party Nerds 2, the heavy petting detective.
Ooh.
And it's a ripoff of the, it's a Ace Ventura.
I'm ready to do it.
Joe, you forgot she was in Innocent Blood.
She's in Innocent Blood?
She's a nurse.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I forgot. Boy, that is a hidden movie because you can't get it.
Yep.
Innocent Blood, John Landis. James.
I want to talk about my immediate thought. You say B-movie scream queen. I do not go to Linnea Quigley. I go, I guess you could say, a little bit older. She played Vincent Price's wife twice in an uncredited role.
Oh, shocker. James picks an old one.
What?
Ooh. Oh, you would pick
Joe,
her too.
I have to be snooty and pick a movie before 1980.
You would pick her too, probably still to this day, because I'm talking about Caroline Monroe.
Oh my God, I'd pick her right in front of you and everyone else on Flag Day.
Exactly. Caroline Monroe is A in Captain Kronos Vampire Hunter, which I still say deserves to be remade with, but played Mrs. Fives in The Abominable Dr. Fives in an uncredited role twice. Dracula AD 1972. I mean, just in any movie she's in is better for her being in.
I don't know that she's a B movie screen queen. Maybe Linnea is the C if she's the B.
Well, she's also in Maniac. It's probably the one that most people today would know her from.
Yeah.
Her.
But
in front of everyone, Chad, on Flag Day.
She, the youths today with their MTVs may know her as the woman from the Adamant Goody Two Shoes video, which she is also not hard on the eyes in. But you know, it's she.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised James didn't say The Spy Who Loved Me. But go ahead.
Well, that's not a scream queen. That's a Bond girl. Another
Bond
example,
girl.
Though, to your point, Joe, about the use of the term "girl" for women of any age. Because Monica, what's her name? Belushi played the oldest Bond girl in her when she was in her 40s. But I digress.
I didn't realize she was the oldest Bond girl.
Yeah. Yeah. She was 40 something when she did it with Daniel Craig. But yeah. Caroline Monroe is just a, like, I'll be honest. My mind
hideous
went to her.
Creature.
My mind went to her because of Captain Kronos Vampire Hunter, but she did all sorts of horror films. Matter of fact, she actually has done some recently, 2023, 2020, and she actually has one coming out. Not a horror film.
1984's Don't Open Till Christmas.
Yep. Yeah.
Do.
Which I've made vague references to. It's about somebody that's killing anybody dressed up as Santa. But no, if you've never, I mean, yeah, Carolyn Monroe is a great scream queen.
Yeah.
And I would say most of her stuff falls into the B movie area. Joe Useless, or not Joe, your name is Chad. Chad, Useless Trivia. Do you know what she turned down to do this the Bond film?
No.
She turned down. She was going to. She was offered Ursa in the Superman.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah, and
that
she turned
makes
it
sense,
down.
Though they clearly had a pipe that they're going for.
Yeah. She turned it down because they said, you can do this or do Bond. And I will admit, as much of a comic book fan as I am, I would have done Bond.
Yep, same here.
Because there's immortality, and then there's whatever that is, which goes beyond immortality, that you'll have an action figure made of yet 100 years after you die if you're in a Bond film. So Caroline Monroe, that's my second choice.
All right.
My last pick. So I saved this one for last.
That's what you do with the last pick.
that's how math works, Chad. Thank you for playing.
I'm sorry, Chad, but I feel
us. If my brain was running at full capacity,
why would it start now?
I would sit here and cry because you are so mean to me all the time, and I'm nothing but sweet because everybody loves me.
I know.
I'm
the bonehead that people are amazed to still hear.
My God, I think the fever just kicked into the delusional phase. My brain's melting inside my head because that statement just came out. Guys, I got to talk about Caroline Williams.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
she's perfect.
I actually think, we shouldn't judge women or men on their looks. This is a thing I can get into now for an hour, but we do. And I think she's better looking now than she was a stretch in the 80s.
Oh, you think?
To me. Maybe it's because she's so girl-like, and now she's a woman. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'm also old as hell. But I think if she doesn't look better, she looks just as good.
But no, her role, now she's done a lot of horror. A lot of horror. I mean, she's in Renfield as of recently. She's she was in Shark. She was in one of the Sharknados.
I forgot she was in Zombies Halloween too. Till the other day.
She's in Tales of Halloween. She's in the Hatchet films. She's also in Halloween 2, the Rob Zombie Halloween 2 as Dr. Maple. But it goes on and on and on. But I think her role in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 is what put her onto this career path. And just, you know, when you think of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre films, I think her role as just going full into, you know, she starts out fine and she's fine through most of the film. She's just a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
But the last part where they're just absolutely torturing her, you see her just have a complete 180 and go into this meltdown of this tortured woman that the other one didn't capture. And she does it so well, that transition.
I no, I don't know. I don't. I yeah, she does a great job. I don't know that the other one. Are you talking about the original Texas Chainsaw?
I'm talking about the original, and I'm also, you know, I'm thinking of the. I don't know about Texas. One. Well, she just, they're just normal teenagers, blah blah. But this one's actually, she's actually like a hard hitting reporter, a DJ who's just there trying to figure out what the hell is going on, and then she just goes full tilt into this awful torture. I just. The other tech, the female character, who's the one who plays the character in the part in the original? Help me here. I can't remember.
I don't. I actually was about to say it and forgot because I had. She's passed on now, and Marilyn Burns.
I'm blanking.
I met Marilyn actually.
Marilyn Burns. She does a great job. Don't get me wrong. I mean, in terms of when she gets tortured, that performance is gut wrenching. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, but I think overall, Carolyn Williams does a better job as a character in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
Mm.
And, you know, it could be argued too that Jessica Biel in the remake did an astounding job. But again, I just don't think she holds anything to Carolyn Williams in terms of her performance.
It's been so long.
And she continues to do. So long since what?
Since I've seen the first Texas Chainsaw. Now you got me pondering.
Well, let's go back and rewatch them. And I'm probably wrong on this because it's been a long time since I've seen them.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen them too.
But when we decided we were going to do this, this was one of the names that came up. The three names that came up off the top of my head was Karen Williams, Jane Levy, and Jamie Lee Curtis. I don't know why Samara Weaving didn't come up, because I'm like, Joe stole that one. I'm glad he stole it, because I thought about it right before we started recording.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just love Carolyn Williams.
My next one is there's three really, really good character actresses, and I want to talk about them all, but I can't. And then there's a fantastic, but I can't use her either. I'm saying Sarah Paulson.
That's a good one.
And the reason being is because of all the American Horror, of course, she was also in Ratched. But just because of all the American Horror shows, and I know we usually, actually, we're not doing Good Movie Monday and talk whatever we want to. It's our show.
Wasn't she also the ghost daughter in American Gothic?
Yes, Sam Raimi produced American Gothic.
I forget that she's in that. You're absolutely
right. And her that first episode where she's murdered. It's gut wrenching. I remember being gut wrenching. God, now I want to go back and watch that show. Why doesn't it on DVD?
I don't know.
Same reason Brimstone's not. They bring joy to our life and rob us of it.
Right.
But
somebody give us Brimstone and American Gothic on DVD. Me and James are
Chad, I thought of you. I bought a four series set. It's got four television series on it that only lasted one season. And when I was buying it, science fiction ones, but when I was buying it, I said, why can't they do this with the horror ones that I love? Why can't, why? I mean, anyway, Joe, were you saying something?
No,
that's kind of important. Sarah Paulson. James
we just want to reminisce more about American Gothic and Brimstone.
If only you motherfuckers had some sort of avenue, some sort of medium, if you will, some sort of way of being able to express yourself and express your anger about pop culture and pop culture events and the pop culture that you digest, and you could talk about it while other people either listened or watched it. If only that avenue.
I've
talked about Nearly Departed for years, and I still ain't kept that on the DVD, and I don't think John Cleese is going to join my petition either.
I don't think Eric Idle is.
Fair.
He shit on the show himself.
I know.
So, Sarah Paulson, American Horror Story.
She's just talented actress, period.
She is a very talented actress, but I stopped watching it many years ago because it just is so convoluted and whatnot. But there's so many good actors in that show, and I understand how he gets them. Ryan, whatever his name is. I understand, because they get to do something different every season, and she kills it every season, whether she's the good guy, whether she was the bad guy, whether she was the blah, blah, blah. She is amazing in every season. And Sarah Paulson, to me, even though she hasn't done a ton of horror films, although she is in Serenity, she gets killed by Reavers at the end. Not a horror film, but I imagine dying by Reaver would be fairly horrific. God, Is she not just amazing at that?
Mm-hmm.
She was wonderful as Marsha. I want to call her Marsha Warfield, but I know that's not it. Marsha, I can never remember that lady from the OJ, the People versus OJ was a really good show.
Marsha Clark.
Marsha Clark, yeah. She played Marsha Clark, and it's a really good show. And she was fantastic. Just anything she's in is better because of her. Like we were talking about with great character actors that we've talked about here on several times. So I think she is a legitimate scream queen because American Horror Story is very important to a lot of different people. James, yep. Let's skip you and go to honorable mentions.
Dude, I'm torn because I'm torn between two, but I'm just going to say Barbara Crampton.
Said Barbara Crampton too. And the problem was that as much as I like her, I've never actually got to meet her, believe it or not.
Well, she is one of those. Court orders her a thing.
What'd you say?
Court orders her a thing.
Court orders her a thing. She is, I mean, she's in a lot of 80s movies that are really good.
Well, and so I'll be honest. I was torn. You know who I was torn between?
No.
And it's only we can use this to lead into honorable mention because Barbara Crampton, if you don't know who Barbara Crampton is, she's in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre video game that came out last year.
She's also in something called Jacob's Wife that we've interviewed the writers for.
Oh, I know. I just want to say most people don't realize she's done a lot of video game work. She's Back for Blood. It's Barbara Crampton. So if you're not a gamer, she also pops up in the Creepshow modern TV series. But as Joe was pointing out, Jacob's Wife, which is really good. And again, we've talked about this, interviewed people that worked on it. The fact that she really has reinvented herself for all these different roles that are still horror. But, I mean, she's in Tales of Halloween, Lords of Salem.
You're Next. She plays the mom in You're Next.
Yeah. I mean, just a Castle Freak.
I was going to say, you have yet to mention the other two Lovecraft
films. So we rewatched Castle Freak and I was not impressed.
I know.
No, it's off.
Reanimator and Chopping Mall, both of which we've interviewed.
Let's not
people
put them both
Chopping
in
Mall.
The same sentence, though.
But anyway, and then she also does production work, but she's a scream queen. But so I can lead us into our honorable mentions.
Because you just never mentioned From Beyond, and it's driving me crazy. I'm like, what is he going to say, From Beyond?
From Beyond.
I wasn't going to. I was going to leave that in the Beyond.
Oh. I was like, okay, when is he going to say Reanimator? When is he going to say From Beyond?
Now, the other one I was torn with.
I'm calm now. I'm calm.
The other one I was torn about and trying Serenity to figure
now.
Out.
Thank God I'm playing whales singing in my headphones while you talk.
It's
so calming.
The other one that I was torn with was the second, the one I literally was coin flipping between with Barbara Crampton was Adrienne Barbeau.
Yeah, so that's one of my honorable mentions. That's where I was going, but I really wanted to talk to her, but Adrienne Barbeau, some odd reason I don't see her as a scream queen. As much as she was just a...
And Dee Wallace. Most people think of her as the mom from E.T., but she definitely has some scream queen cred.
Yeah, I agree. Chad?
My honorable mentions are Patricia Arquette.
Oh, that's a good one I didn't think about.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street, Dream Part 3, and there's a ton. She's done so much horror. The only Stigmata. She did a great job in Stigmata.
Yeah, Stigmata is good. Most people don't talk about it.
Nope. She's just an amazing actress, period. But it's just one of those things where you see Patricia in any movie she does great, but she especially does great in horror. Now, my other honorable mention, she's only done one horror film that I can remember. God, sorry, people, my brain is, I'm really, really sick. I forgot what I was going to say. This is why, because now I'm back on her on my right side of the page, and it's playing a profile of all of her films, and I keep getting distracted by her. Krista Allen.
Oh,
her character in Feast is just phenomenal.
And I joke about having crushes. I don't really don't.
No, I have a crush on Krista Allen. I
kind of have a crush on Krista Allen. Yeah,
Krista, the two that you could actually say, Chad, you have a crush on them, Krista Allen and Carla Cugino.
Yeah, I would. Yes, yes. Actually, I'm a little bit better with Carla over the years, but Krista Allen, if I met, I would try not to stumble over my words.
Yep.
Okay, my honorable picks. The other one I wanted to, and I can never say her name correctly, so please don't yell at me. Vera Farmiga.
Yeah.
She's a talented actress, no matter what she does, but has done so much horror because of The Conjuring.
Oh, her rolling up in the air is phenomenal.
Yeah. Well, she breaks my heart and Clooney's. Why did you do that to Clooney? Yeah, and my other honorable mention... I know we'll get shit if we don't say stuff. There's a couple of these people on this list, gentlemen, that I've had to deal with behind the scenes where I'm like, I don't want to mention you. Is that, am I being a dick?
No, I don't.
No, that's why I wasn't. There's certain other people I won't mention.
I mean, Heather Langenkamp, I've never gotten to meet. I would love to meet. I think she deserves her credit, but, all right, I'm going to say this name and go, I know she's in a ton of things. I know she's a scream queen. I don't ever need to meet Danielle Harris again. But I know there's a lot of you out there who are huge fans. And one last, she's a friend of the show. She's been on the show. I know I'm going to get shit for not saying Neve Campbell because Barbara loves Scream, but she's just not what makes the Scream engine go.
Well, I think we should also acknowledge, because we probably should admit, I don't mean to shock anybody. If you haven't taken your heart pills today, gentlemen, go ahead and take them. We're middle-aged. There is a new upcoming, and these are films that we've watched, but I think...
We did Samara Weaving.
Well, my point is, though, there's new Scream Queens, I think, that are definitely we should mention. So to your point... I wanted to throw out, as honorable mentions, this new wave, which to me would probably be Mia Goth,
yeah,
Jenna Ortega,
yeah,
is starting to get there, and a little bit actually, I guess, on the cusp would be, is it pronounced Maika Monroe? Maika, M-A-I-K-A.
Yeah, I saw her on some lists. I do have to say, I thought about Mia Goth. I actually like Mia Goth. I think she's a good actress. And I loved her. X to me is generic, but I did enjoy Pearl.
Yep.
I still don't understand the obsession with X, but I did enjoy Pearl.
I think
Chad agrees with me on that. I was like, this is a Virginia, this, it's not bad. It's a well-made generic horror film.
Well, I was going to say, I hadn't seen it for some time. Because people talk about it. Matter of fact,
the best part about X was Jenny Ortega.
If you're listening to this, Curtis, you had mentioned it, and I hadn't got to see it for a while. And it's only been about 2 months ago. I was sitting on the couch, and it came on. Like, it was like, oh, this is available to watch through Amazon or Max or something. And I was like, well, yeah. And I was like, Curtis said it was good. I'll watch it. And I think your assessment's fair. It is, but it is. To be that, it's really well done. Like, everything from creepy old granny lady to we've all seen it before.
Yeah.
But if it's... Somebody once said this about another film, and I forget what film they said about it, or I can give them credit. But it may be formulaic, but it's like hearing Beethoven played well. You know it's Beethoven, but it's played well, and it's because of the people in it.
Yeah, and she's very talented. She's very talented. So she gets shit on by some people, by some hate, but that's okay. I listened to that. There's clearly a whole... I didn't know until I did the Bluey panel this past weekend that there's a whole subgenre of people on Reddit who just hate on Muffin. Don't ask. Google it later.
Who can hate Muffins? You got your blueberry Muffins? You got your chocolate
Muffin's
Muffin?
Muffin's a dog. Little girl dog.
Oh, so. My God, they make dogs into muffins?
Also, James, knowing you and the fact that it's my favorite, you did not say banana nut first. I'm just astonished.
Banana nut's your favorite muffin?
Yeah, I really enjoy it.
What now, it could fuck? Be worse. Hold on. Would it be worse, Joe, if he went, no, Bran. Bran's the only muffin I'll eat.
I think it's what he needs to eat. Have you been around the smelly fuck?
Mr. Pibb and bread. That's his only.
That's
thing
my
he
favorite.
Likes.
That's my favorite muffin. You know, Mr. Pibb's only Popeye can drink.
Oh.
Sorry, we are quoting an obscure film.
Every time, by the way, I drive by, it's, as I get closer to Mississippi, Pibb Zero becomes more common. And every time I stop at a gas station and they have one, I'm like, well, I got to get me a Pibb Zero. And I think of that line every time. Well, Pibb Zero is the only Coke I drink.
The only Coke I drink, yes. All right. Well, this, anything else to add to this, gentlemen? We're wrapping up so Chad can go die of the measles.
There are a ton of other Scream Queens. If you disagree with our list or think, oh my God, you forgot, please actually
go
to YouTube or SoundCloud. Leave comments, call us out. I mean, Carolyn Monroe was obviously the number one choice, or should have been. But no, there's a lot of women that have worked in horror. It is the month of March is Women in Horror Month. Month. So that's why we did this episode. Hopefully we will have a female guest soon and we'll talk about women riding the terror pictures or the terrors. And we'll go from there. But that's where this episode came from, generally speaking.
Yep.
Yay, women. Keep riding, keep starring in, keep making horror.
Oh,
please.
Real quick, up and coming, she's been on the show, and I'm sorry, and her episode's actually one of our most popular episodes, Jessa Daisy. For the people out there who are doing it for zero money or a little bit of money, bless you, keep doing it. Shout out to her.
Yep, that's a good one.
Yep. All right. This has been Bonehead Weekly. Whores. Grrrr.